This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Businesses, artists, and freelance workers, among many others, are being hit hard by the economic reach of the COVID-19 pandemic and the precautions necessary to prevent the spread. But as times get even more uncertain, there are adjustments and innovations that are being made. Here's reporter Leah Lem with the story.
The University of Minnesota's Extension Center for Community Vitality, along with Bigiwin and Minnesota's Indigenous Business Alliance, came together to host a conversation with American Indian businesses, artists, and entrepreneurs who reside in the Twin Cities, Duluth, and Bemidji. And this was done with the hope of further understanding the needs of Indigenous businesses right now, with the goal of helping find solutions and connecting businesses to resources. Fawn Sampson is the American Indian Leadership and Civic Engagement Liaison for the University of Minnesota's Extension Center for Community Vitality.
You know, hoping that we'd at least get 3, maybe 10 people. So having 22 people a part of that conversation, just even listening ears, was really nice to have, knowing that there's people that want to collaborate and want to give each other resources in some way.
Business owners, artists were on the call, but also those in philanthropy and other organizations willing to share their knowledge and resources were on the line as well. The conversation was not recorded to allow for people to speak freely, but one of the themes that emerged from the conversation was, how can businesses and artists and entrepreneurs continue their work online while not leaving others behind?
Knowing that a lot of American Indian businesses are face-to-face, right? And this idea of moving things online is somewhat new. A lot of the younger generations can do that, but a lot of the craft and the way businesses work and with American Indians is a lot of, you know, face-to-face selling, going to powwows, going to conferences. So we wanted to see where they were at, if they needed help with technology. I know there's some places that, you know, maybe people use the library, you know, and libraries are closed. So
not only online, but also social media, which can make some people hesitant. So sharing these resources will be crucial. And this conversation is just the beginning.
And we've already been in conversations of talking about building webinars, having a podcast, and kind of bringing in people just to, you know, talk more about either their leadership journeys or even just their businesses, highlighting businesses.
And in our own conversation, Fawn and I talked about cultural values that will help this work move forward.
So I think showing up and just being present is courageous enough. And then, you know, like you said, being humble, asking for help. A lot of people have to put aside their egos and remind themselves that sometimes we need to ask for help.
And in Duluth, the Indigenous First Art and Gift Shop is a business that's pushing their online presence into high gear.
So yeah, the website started about a year ago, and then we didn't have time to launch it until about 3 weeks ago because it became a necessity to go online.
I spoke with Jasmine Wong, who works at Indigenous First. The 3-year-old shop is run by the American Indian Community Housing Center, or ACO, and is located inside their building. Even though the doors are now locked, Jasmine is still at work creating emergency food packages for the tenants at ACO and preparing art for shipment or curbside pickup. When the pandemic hit, Jasmine knew it was time to launch the site that had once been slowly worked on.
Yeah, if all this negativity, at least one thing at ACO positively came out of this pandemic, and it's getting that website pushed out there. So our 70 different Native American artists can continue to make income from Indigenous First.
And the art that's sold on the site that's supporting their artists range from high-quality prints, beadwork and jewelry to some food items and even seeds. And yes, Indigenous First is open to new artists, though there is currently a wait time.
If we take on a new artist, the easiest way is to message us through Facebook, Indigenous First Arts and Gift Shop Facebook. We're currently on pause for probably about another month, but after that, we would love to continue to take on new artists. And
Indigenous First Art and Gift Shop is on Facebook and can be found online at indigenousfirst.org. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.